We're doing the Avat Chesed, and we're up to the tail end of the footnote that we skipped. So let's just remind ourselves what we've been discussing. The Gemara in Ksubos says that they institutionalized in the city of Usha that a person should not spend more than one-fifth of their assets on tzedakah, because we don't want him to end up needing money from other people. You spend too much on tzedakah, so where will you find yourself? So the Chafetz Chaim pointed out that it would seem that if one's extraordinarily wealthy, Bill Gates, if he gives 50% of his wealth, he still doesn't seem like he's going to need anyone else. So he says it seems like those that are extraordinarily wealthy, that this doesn't pertain to them. And then in the footnote, he quoted from the Mishnah in Erechin that a person is allowed to designate to the temple from his sheep, from his cattle, from his slaves, from his mates. Partial, but not all. Not all the sheep, not all the cattle, not all the servants, not all the mates. And then Rabbi Lozer ben Azariah commented, if this is the case when you're designating to the one above, how much more so should a person be careful with his assets not to give too much away to a regular person? So here you see that even one type of asset, you have gold and silver and cattle and whatever, you have a million different assets, you shouldn't even give one completely away to people. That's what you see from the Gemara. The Gemara derives it from Sukkim. We won't go into that. Now, what happens if he has one sheep or one field? So then it seems like that's also included. Don't give that one away. And then the Chafetz Chaim continued and said that even if that type of asset is less than a fifth or a tenth, you shouldn't give all of that asset away. So a person can't say, I own 15 buildings, but I only have $5,000 in cash. I'll give the $5,000 in cash. No. You owe the 15, you have 15 buildings. Either wait till you have more cash, or give part of the building, give rent-free one of those apartments. But you can't give away. Every type you have to hold on to, Chazal said. You shouldn't give any one of them completely away. Unless, of course, you want to get rid of the asset. You think that this asset is going to drop in value. You see the real estate bubble about to burst. So then you want to get out of real estate, fine. And obviously this also includes tzedakah. And obviously this also includes if you're just going to give it away as a gift and it's not even tzedakah, right? If you have a friend, you want to give him a gift, obviously that's also included. So then it would seem that
if you acquire something, you can't give it away?
Unless you want to get rid of that type of asset.
Unless you want to get rid of it.
I'm saying, generally, if the only reason you're getting rid of it is as a gift, so then no, Chazal didn't want you to get rid of any type of asset. Chazal said you should diversify, and when you give to the temple or when you give to the poor, don't finish off any specific asset. Diversify your giving too. Don't give everything. Don't give all away of one type of asset. So far, so good. Why?
I don't know. It just seems that if you have something, if you acquired something that you think your friend would really, you really want to, like your friend really appreciate or really benefit from.
You mean it's not an investment? It's not something that's producing. You have an MP3 player.
Yeah.
You're not going to use it now. He could use it. Okay, so there I could hear it. Because you don't have it for its value. That's not why you own the MP3 player. So the Chafetz Chaim says that even though this logic works in the Gemara, it's a little strange. You didn't see any of the poskim say it. He says it should have been mentioned somewhere. So he says maybe we have to differentiate that when there are anim present, so then the Torah tells you, give them what they need. You have a person who's hungry, you have a person who doesn't have clothing, you have to give it to him. You can't say, well, that'll involve selling my last gold cougarine.
Or here's my fifth, and I reached my limit.
What?
Or I reached my limit.
Or I reached my limit, right. He says, when it comes to giving to the temple, there's no obligation. You don't have to give. No one obligated you to come and give donations to the temple. But when it comes, even though you did a mitzvah if you gave, but there's no obligation. So it could be that tzedakah is more severe than donating to the temple, because tzedakah, there's a man here who's hungry or a man here who needs a loan, so it's more obligatory. Now, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah brought a 40 ori. According to what we're saying, his kal v'chomer doesn't work. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said, if to the temple you shouldn't give all, so then certainly you shouldn't give the poor. So then what's the 40 ori? According to what we're saying, giving the poor is more incumbent upon us than giving to the temple. So he said, yes. When it comes to giving all of your assets away, that's what he was talking about. Giving all of your assets away, it doesn't matter if there are people who are hungry and thirsty standing here. You have no obligation to give everything you own away. They're hungry, they're thirsty. Well, you don't have to make yourself impoverished to help them. Your life comes first. You'll give them everything you have. What's going to happen to you? So then you could say a fortiori, that when a person's giving all his assets away, the Torah says, don't give all your assets to the temple. Don't give all your assets to the temple, and certainly you shouldn't give to the poor. Why is that more certain? Because the poor are just like you. I'm a human being, he's a human being. If I give him all the bread I have, what am I going to eat tomorrow? What are my kids going to eat tomorrow? So you could say, yeah, but he's hungry today. Right, but I don't have to give him my last morsel of bread. Let someone else give him. Let him go find a different way to get bread or eat something else. If it were pikuach nefesh, then we'd have to discuss a different halacha. It's not talking about pikuach nefesh. It's not talking about where he's going to die. It's talking about where he needs it. But
he'll get some from you and some from the next door neighbor and some from the...
Somehow, he'll manage. So then you're not obligated to give him everything you own. So then we say, if to the temple you shouldn't, so certainly you shouldn't to someone else, because there's no such mitzvah really to give him everything you own. So that's how he wants to answer the Mishnah. Ve'af demashma sham b'gemara d'Rabbi Elazar ben Azar gam yatem chomesh lo yifazer. Now if you read through the Gemara, it seems that Rabbi Elazar ben Azar wasn't only talking about giving everything away. He holds you shouldn't even give more than the fifth. Eino mitam kal v'chomer. So that, he says, you can't learn out from the kal v'chomer, because the kal v'chomer doesn't work. Tzedakah is a mitzvah and cheirem isn't. De'lom tzinu ze klal barachin. So what he's saying is, Chazal wanted us to be careful, and the institution of Usha was, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, is that they didn't want you to give more than a fifth. It's not that that's what they recommended. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says no more than a fifth. Inami, an alternate answer, Lishna dam vazvez, eno mairi banim umdim nefanav umvakshim tzedakah. When it says, he who spends on the poor shouldn't spend more than a fifth, it's not talking about a scenario where the tzaddikim are, where the anim are right here. That's why it says, if you want to spend. What's that terminology, you want to spend? That's talking rak mimchapes ma'atzmo, ha'anyene mitzvot u'tzedakah, l'chalakam ninchasav. That's talking about a guy who says, I have an extra money this year. What am I going to do with it? It's going to ruin my kids. So he goes looking, who should I give it to? So in such a scenario, when you're looking, shazen mechuyav, there's no obligation. It's not that someone's standing here and saying, I'm hungry, I need a pair of shoes. You're not obligated. You're looking who to give it to. About this, our sages instituted that he's not permitted to spend more than a fifth. But let's say a scenario where you have poor people standing right there, so then you could say, I don't have to give more than a fifth, but yesh al kol panim midat chasidut lefirush Rambam v'chanal, according to the Rambam, and as he discussed earlier, there's at least a level of piety to give more than a fifth, because there are people standing here, there are actually hungry people here. But in a scenario where he himself is looking, how can I perform a mitzvah? I want another mitzvah. You have that, people go into an operation, people have a difficult test coming up. So they say, let me get a mitzvah. So they look for which tzedakah to give it to. There's no one standing asking them for tzedakah. They want the mitzvah. So then, eimad dei nachinami, sheino rashai lechalek min echad kulo. So then maybe we'll say, you're right. You can't give away all of one type. Dumi de cherem vehegdesh, just like cherem and hegdesh, where you're not obligated to do it. You're looking for the mitzvah, and the Torah says, don't give away all your sheep. Don't give away all your money, even if it's less than a fifth of your wealth. שרצה רבי אבא ליתן לו השדה במתנה, אף שלא היו לו שדות אחרות קנויות. The story of Gidel bar Menume, that Rabbi Abba wanted to give him the field as a gift, even though he didn't have any other field. That's what the Gemara seems to say there. So how come he wanted to give him the field away? So that's a different story. The story over there is that Gidel bar Menume was looking into buying a field. And Rabbi Abba didn't own any property. He came upon this field that Gidel bar Menume was haggling on. He didn't know Gidel bar Menume was haggling over the field. So Rabbi Abba went and bought it. So it was his first purchase. Gidel bar Menume went to Rabbi Abba's Rebbe, and he complained. He said, what kind of student do you have? If I'm in the middle of a business deal, why did he come behind my back and take the deal from me? Isn't there such a law that if you have a poor person who's trying to get out a cake from the coals, you're not allowed to come and grab it from him, even though it's not his yet? So he said, you're right, let's go ask him. So when he came up to the academy, his Rebbe asked him, tell me, what's the halacha? If you see a poor person trying to get cake out of the coals and you grab it from him, what's the halacha? So he said, oh, what a terrible person. You punish him like this, like that. So he said, okay, so what about you? So he said, what do you mean, Rebbe? He said, well, that field you bought, someone else was looking to buy. So he said, I didn't know. So he said, okay, so fix it. He said, no problem. The field says I'm giving it as a gift. So Gidel bar Menume said, I don't want it as a gift. I want to pay for it. Rabbi Abba said, I can't sell it to you. Why can't I sell it to you? Our sages taught that the first business transaction you do is decisive as to how successful you'll be in life. There's this skula that the first business deal you do sheds light on your future. And it seems you can control it, because Rabbi Abba said, it's the first piece of land I ever bought. I'm not selling it. I'll give it to him as a gift, but it's a bad sign if I have to sell the first piece of land I bought. Gift, he can have it. I'm not selling it then. So Gidel bar Menume said, Sone matanos yichye. It says, if you hate gifts, you have longevity. I don't want to give no gifts. I'll buy it from you, but I'm not taking it as a gift. So he wouldn't go into it. Rabbi Abba wouldn't go into it, because he said, I didn't mean it, but I shouldn't have bought it. And Gidel bar Menume wouldn't go into it, because he said, I didn't pay for it, so I'm not taking it. So it stayed there. So who enjoyed it? The students of the yeshiva. They went down there and they had a heyday. They'd pick the fruits, they'd enjoy it. And it was called Ara de Rabbanan. So what's going on in that story? You see that Rabbi Abba didn't want to sell it because he didn't own any other property. And yet he was willing to give it away as a gift. So doesn't that contradict what we just said? You shouldn't give your final assets away as a gift. So the Chafetz Chaim says, maybe that's a different story, because he knew he had inadvertently wronged Gidel bar Menume, so he wanted to get out of it. Gam nuchal lomar, we could also say, Shayu lo sadot echot b'yusham avotav, that what he meant was, this is the first field I bought, but he had other fields that he inherited, so it wasn't his only field. He said, the first field I bought, I don't want to sell. V'tzichiyun b'chol zeh, Chafetz Chaim says, at the end of the day, I don't have clarity here. We got to look into this. This is all up in the air. These are all thoughts. But no one else wrote too much about this idea that you shouldn't finish off any specific asset. So he says, halacha l'maaseh, we still have to look into this.